What's up, junkies? Welcome back in for another edition of Pigskin Junkies. Myself, Michael Larson, and Scott Panza here to talk to you about week 8 of the NFL. We have been on fire recently. No pun intended, Scott.
Literally, I'm just happy you're here. Figuratively.
Yes. It's been a good 2 weeks, and sadly, that was a sign of things to come for what our weekend card was. I guess that's a pot. That's a silver lining from this.
Definitely a silver lining. Actually, the last 3 weeks, I think we just nailed the slate in the third or the second quarter of Circa. I have two entries, 11-4. I mean, not enough to win, but still 11-4 in 3 weeks. You'll take that all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will definitely take that all day. Now, Scott, I know we got the bottom feeders of the NFC South playing tonight on Thursday Night Football, and you've tweeted it out. And the line's moving against us, as you have said. How are we feeling about tonight's game? Are we going to keep on pounding, or are we going to rise up?
You know, I'm surprised the line is moving against us. You know, people are saying maybe it's on the Christian McCaffrey news, but if you thought McCaffrey was playing at the beginning of the week, I mean, I have a bridge to sell you. So I'm surprised it's moving against us. I'm undeterred. I bought at 2.5. I bought more at 1. You know, I think short week traveling when you're a bad team, how do you get up for a game like this? The Panthers lose by 3 against the Saints. We loved them last week getting all those points. So, you know, I'd love to lay the number again. I think they're going to be able to move the ball all over the Falcons defense. And, you know, I just don't expect an inspired game out of the Falcons offense. And Julio, you know, he's limping around on the field. So he's on a short week, doesn't get the full rest. I think, you know, I don't think this is his best game, but mm-hmm. I have plenty of Calvin Ridley exposure in fantasy, so I wouldn't mind seeing him get a touchdown or two.
Yeah, short week. How much were you sweating watching that game Sunday for the Panthers?
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good feeling. I mean, we caught the number right. But you know, they got there. They got there. That was the most important part. Mm-hmm. They got there.
And then
it wasn't pretty.
Flip side, we had the Lions against the Falcons.
Oh, but the witching hour last week was just wild for us because we had the Steelers, and then the Titans missed that field goal. And then moments later, the Gurley touchdown turned into the Stafford to Hockenson touchdown. So, I mean, a wild witching hour, and we were the beneficiaries of being on the right side. And how about Browns Bengals?
Yeah,
we weren't on that game. I didn't touch it. I thought Bengals were the side, and they only get there because of a missed field goal, missed extra point.
Yeah,
I mean, you gotta be just very upset.
A lot of hair pulling this weekend. If you were that person that had those 3 or 4 games,
oh my god,
we're sorry. I don't know what you did to deserve
unless you were on the right side, then you're lucky.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll dive into the Sunday slate. It was a, like Scott said, a absolute crazy, crazy fourth quarter in a lot of the games that we were on. I was actually at SeaWorld during a show. I was watching like the Sea Lion show, and I have my phone in my hand just watching the end of this game, and I'm like, oh, okay, we're fine because Todd Gurley's gonna get the first down. He's gonna lay down. And they're going to kick the field goal. No problem.
Yep.
He still scores. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's the one scenario. Because football IQ, in my mind, writing it off, win. We cover. We're fine.
Yep.
He scores. It's the one scenario that can just really screw the pooch. Oh. And then they just go right down the field.
Matty Stafford just goes right down the field.
Yeah.
Like he's done it so many times before.
Mm-hmm. And it was great, too. The audio's been released from that game. And Matt Ryan in the huddle goes, get the first down and fall down. Get the first down, fall down. He goes, I got it. I mean, it's hard, though, to bowl ahead and then fall over.
You know, there's some chit-chat out there that Gurley has some bonuses if he gets enough TDs. So maybe he was thinking, hey, this team stinks. I'll score the touchdown. I'll work towards my bonus. Bad year anyway, so I'm gonna get mine. He has no loyalty to Atlanta. He's been in LA his whole career.
Man, Scott, It's dark.
That was an original thought, so you know I can't take credit for it, but I wouldn't. It wouldn't surprise me if that was true.
It wouldn't surprise me either. Next up, or I guess not next up. We'll dive into Sunday.
While we're on it, talking about our Motor City Kitties.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, gee whiz. So we got two of the Wild Wild West gunslingers, some of the last ones left. We got Stafford taking on Philip Rivers, gosh darn it, and the Indianapolis Colts. Colts are -3 traveling to Detroit.
I think the Colts will be a very popular play this week. I will not fall for the bait. I like the Lions in the spy. I think the Lions went outright. Keep your points, Vegas. The Colts, you know, they're coming off the bye, great, but they are going to have to rely on Jonathan Taylor. I think Patricia will stack the box. He'll make Philip Rivers beat him, which he knows he can't do. Philip Rivers is totally washed. So I get the home team getting points against a washed quarterback with a defensive-minded coach that should put the clamps down on Jonathan Taylor, who is, you know, he looked rocky so far this year, to put it lightly. So I like the Lions. I'll take the points. I think the Colts would be a very popular play. So I'll be on the Lions and get some leverage there.
Yeah, I like the Lions on this one too, Scott. I saw it when I was picking out my games. I always try and do like, okay, here's the card, bing, boom, boom, like what, it just right off the cuff, what are you feeling? And that was one of those that felt good. I'm with you. I think a lot of people are going to go, Colts?
Hey, off the bye, you know, the Lions, they haven't looked great the last 2 weeks. They've gotten wins, but they haven't looked amazing, and they'll lay the hammer, but I'll scoop the home dog for sure.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I mean, home dog. Home dog, that's our MO. No sneezing here, no allergies. Taking the points. Vikings +7 traveling to Lambeau Field against the Green Bay Packers.
Talk about points. There'll be lots of them in this one, but I think if the Packers keep rolling. I know in division laying 7 against a team off the bye isn't probably the smartest thing, but I just don't know how the Vikings are going to be stopping Davante Adams. I think they'll just run up the score on them, and I don't think Kirk Cousins will be able to keep pace. I don't love it. I probably won't play it, but I will probably get a little taste on the Packers -7. There's no confidence in the Vikings defense. I almost think that they're signaling to their squad by trading Ngakoue that they're you know, giving up on the year. Justin Jefferson has looked really good, probably good value for DFS for the weekend. If you want to stack this game, which I think you can do, Rodgers, Adams, stack it with Jefferson, bring it back. But I will lay the points with the Packers.
Yeah, I think that's a smart play. Dalvin Cook back after 2 weeks gives me a little bit of hope as a fan, but no, I don't see anyone in this secondary doing anything at all possible to stop Aaron Rodgers. I mean, week one, I just had to sit there and watch our defense get picked apart, and I don't think they're far enough along to have learned from that and gotten better, so. Boom, roasted myself. Next up, Patriots +3.5 traveling to Buffalo.
Wild, wild. It doesn't happen where where the Pats get points in Buffalo. Usually they always lay points and they just demolish them. But, you know, this is a different Pats team. Edelman just went to the IR for a knee injury. Just got, you know, some surgery on it today. I mean, 3.5 is just, you know, John Brown's going to be back for the Bills. Pats offense looks terrible. You know, fell for the trap last week. You know, I'm trying to make a resolution not to bet the Pats because it's or bet on Pats games because it's too emotional. But I mean, the Bills laying 3.5 here is just lock city. The Pats just look terrible. They can't move the ball. Cam Newton doesn't look right. And the Bills should get back John Brown. They should be moving the ball all over the Pats. I mean, going to be tough for Stephon Diggs, but Cole Beasley, John Brown should be in a good spot. So I'll lay the 3.5 with the Bills.
Yeah, I like the Bills in this spot as well. I've been burned by the Pats now, I think, a few times to where it's like, okay, got to flip it around.
The problem with laying points to the Bills, because Bill Belichick just made Josh Allen look terrible in every game that he's played against him. He's never looked good in a game. So, you know, that's a concern. And I'm sure this will be a very popular play. Everyone riding the Bills. So I probably won't have it in Circa, but I do think Bills are the side.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think this will be Joe Public's possible game of the week. Next up, Titans -5.5 taking on the Cincinnati Bungles.
Up ways, sideways, back ways, every which way. Have you seen Zach Taylor coach a football game? He's terrible. He's an awful coach. The Bengals have no run defense. This is a Derrick Henry feast fest. They're angry after last week, blowing that game to the Steelers. They got down early. Tannehill should move the ball on this team. Titans should be running all over this team. You know, the Bengals offense has looked frisky, and they looked frisky last week against the Browns pass funnel defense. But different story with the Titans this week. Better coach. You know, this is big boy football that the Titans play, and the Bengals are not on that level yet. Once they get rid of Zach Taylor, get him out of town, get Joe Burrow, a real coaching staff, this team will start to flourish, hopefully, because I really do like Joey Burrow. But lay the 5.5, Blanca Vader, pick of the week, Titans.
Love it. Love it, Scott. I won't say anything because I'm not going to jinx anything. So I'm just going to move on to the next game. Raiders +2.5 against the Cincinnati. Excuse me. That was last week. The Cleveland Browns -2.5. No Obi Jote for the rest of the year, Scott.
Obi Jote.
Sad season.
Sayonara. Yeah, very sad season for Obi Jote. You know, I'm seeing a lot of support for the Raiders here, and maybe they'll finally get a big rushing game out of Josh Jacobs that hasn't ran for over 100 yards in a while. But this is a no play for me. I would be on the Browns, but I don't like either of these teams. So hard pass, but, you know, I don't get the Raiders support at less than 3 here. So I'd be on the Browns, but I won't touch this one for sure.
Next up, I actually kind of like the Raiders in that one, Scott. It was one of those off-the-cuff games where something felt good. Something felt real good.
Flush that out.
Gotta flush. Don't use your emotions. Use your head. Next up, Jets +20. +20.
Oh, my God.
Against the Chiefs. 20. Locked in. 20 on a circuit card. I don't think I have ever seen anything remotely close to that.
I remember the Pats in the FU season in 07, they were laying like 20 to the Jets and the Dolphins, and they were covering those numbers. I know Jared be allergic to laying 20, but I don't. Jets got there last week. We were very fortunate. They caught the Bills on, you know, a look ahead week, down a bunch of guys. But how did the Jets keep it within 20? I don't get it. I don't see it. I won't lay 20 out of principle. But I won't take the Jets in this spot. I do think that the Chiefs will easily cover this game. But 20 points in the NFL is just way too much. So hard pass. Chiefs are bust. I can't believe we got there with the Pepto last week with the Jets, but we did. Let's take our money and run.
There's a lot of Pepto last week. A lot of Pepto.
Oh, God.
Ugh. 20. 2-0.
20.
Almost 3 touchdowns.
It's a big number.
Large. That's both my hands and feet. If it goes any higher than that, I can't count that high. Rams -3.5 traveling to take on Tua time down in Miami.
Are you ready for Tua time? I'm very excited. Devontae Parker been sidelined this week. I actually think this is a great spot for the Rams. They'll be able to run all over the Dolphins, and they got 3 guys to do it. I know the Dolphins coming off a bye is going to be a little bit of a popular pick, but Tua, first start. Not the game I want you to be starting in against the Rams, which are on fire. We are long Rams going into the season. Haven't been betting them that much. You know, bet against them on Monday night and it burned me stupidly. So I'll be on the Rams to lay the 3.5. I just think this is a really tough spot for Tua against a team like the Rams that are playing, that are rolling right now, and that should be able to run all over this team. So Rams.
Yeah. Welcome to the NFL, buddy. You got a line that have Darnold lining up right across from you, which he looked so bad on Monday night. So bad. Kidding. he can just absolutely dominate. And luckily, Tua can run, but I don't know how much you can run when you got a bum hip. Next up, Saints -4.5 taking on the Bears again. I think the Bears are bad.
Yeah, I know who's bad. Nick Foles is bad. Nick Foles is not good. That was ugly this past week.
How bad is Trubisky there? If Nick Foles is starting,
what if we see Trubisky? Do you think we could see Trubisky again?
I don't think so. Can't look worse
than Foles. Can't look worse than Foles right now. This is no play. Saints a bunch of injuries. Who knows with Michael Thomas? So Michael Thomas plays will probably bet on Sunday. But Allen Robinson concussion protocol. So I you know, they do well against the run. They should be able to make Drew Brees uncomfortable. But I don't know. I don't want any piece of this game. You know how I feel about the Saints, and the I have bad taste in my mouth with the Bears. So
yeah, it's not bittersweet. What's the word I'm looking for? It's just bitter. Yeah, that's the one. Very bitter taste with the Bears. Next up, a game that I really am looking forward to. Went against Russ last week, Scott, but I'm feeling like I gotta just. It was so hard to watch him play and be like, man, he needs to calm down because he is hot, and so is Lockett. And those Seahawks are -3 against another team that's coming in hot, and that is the San Francisco 49ers.
You know, the Niners, bunch of injuries. So, you know, you don't know who they're going to be starting at running back. They're coming off a game where they just trounced the Pats. So I'll lay the 3 with Russell Wilson. I actually think that the defense will get this one right. They'll make Jimmy Garoppolo get some turnovers. You know, I like playing the 3 here. I think the Seahawks are a better team. Coming off a loss in division, they go in division, they win this game by 7. So I'll roll with the Seahawks.
Jimmy G.
Yeah, Jimmy GQ. Too cute. next on the docket. I don't like how they lay this out, by the way. I'm just going to complain really quick about the Circa layout because the timings make no sense. They're all over the place, especially when you get to the far right side here. But anywho, I'm going to do the – I'm going to say the Sunday Nighter because everyone wants to know that game. It's going to be so fun. Chargers-Broncos. Chargers -3. I think Herbert's legit.
I think Herbert's very legit, and it makes me sad because I was saying Burrow, MVP, and Herbert is thrust himself into Rookie of the Year, or Rookie of the Year, not MVP, Rookie of the Year, and Herbert looks amazing, mm-hmm. and he's got all these weapons. So what I did in best ball is in the last round, I drafted Justin Herbert on a bunch of teams because I thought if he gets the role, he's got the offense, he's got the game script on a lot of teams that he's going to be putting up numbers. He's really impressed me. He's legit. He can run. He can pass. Now he goes on the road. He goes to Denver, playing a little altitude. Both teams, bad coaching. Anthony Lynn, bad coach. Almost pitched that game against the Jags. In gun in my head, I'd take the Chargers. I wouldn't feel good about it. So probably the Chargers. Probably won't touch it. Drew Locke looked really bad last week, and they got a ton of injuries in Denver. So I think this is a Chargers or bust game.
Yeah, in case you're wondering, Scott, the long time, as you know, we get Tua playing this week, so we'll have the big three quarterbacks playing. A lot of people drawing comparison to that Eli, Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger draft.
Ooh, I have seen that.
With these three, and longtime NFL analyst CC Sabathia chimed in saying that he could see Tua being the Phillip Rivers to the Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning of Joe Burrow and them. I was like, So why did we give CC a platform to talk about football quarterbacks? But I thought it was interesting, but I do like that comparison to that class because I think these three have the real possibility of being quarterbacks that are in that conversation for a while. We haven't seen too much of Tua, but the other two have, I think, shown enough to solidify the fact that they can play quarterback in the NFL.
If you were a GM right now, those three, who would you be taking for the next, you know, 10 years, what you've seen so far?
I'd still probably stick with Joe Burrow.
Yeah?
I think I would. Because I like what I'm seeing out of him as a player, as a teammate, as, you know, it, Bengals, like you said, have zero talent in compared to the Chargers.
They have zero coaching. They have talent. They have no coaching.
I guess that's fair. So they have talent. I mean, he has AJ Green, so I guess that's what he has going for him.
Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins. Come on, I will not have you sully these players' names.
I like the way Joe Burrow plays ball. I think he's a good leader.
Yeah.
And he's won that locker room. I mean, the guy's got a C-patch on already, so maybe that tells you a little something. But that's my 2 cents. I'm excited to see Tua play because I hope he's healthy.
I think I have I'll keep Burrow 1A, Herbert 1B, and then Tua last. But, you know, I think they're all studs. So mm-hmm. I think they'll be battling for a while.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they're all in bad franchises.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll turn it around. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe.
Hopefully Herbert doesn't get the Philip Rivers treatment where he's just stuck out there forever. Next game on the docket, one I think America is going to enjoy watching. That is the undefeated Steelers +4 taking on Lamar Jackson and the one-loss Ravens.
Oh, man. This is game of the week, preview of Thanksgiving night football. I think I'll be on the Steelers in this one. More than a field goal in division, two teams that know each other very well. This is going to be a very fun game to watch. This is old school football in this one. But, yeah, actually, the Steelers are just passing all over the field. Big Ben looks awesome. He's got a ton of weapons. If only the Pats could draft wide receivers like the Steelers draft wide receivers, it'd be heck of a thing to see because Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, and Juju all studs. I'll take the Steelers. Great game of the week. Probably be a very popular play between the two teams. You'll probably see a lot of action. I like the Steelers in the spot. Give me in division getting more than a field goal with two great teams.
Yeah. I forget they turn around and play each other that quick. Now, Scott, the second game of the week, the big-time matchup for first place in the NFC East. Eagles -9.5 taking on the Cowboys and whoever they could pull off the streets of Dallas to play quarterback.
Ben DiNucci out of James Madison, one heck of a party school. I don't know if you have ever been, but it's a blast.
I've not been to JMU.
It's quite a time. I didn't know they had football, but apparently they're pretty good at it. Yes. I love the Eagles in this spot. Will definitely be my Survivor pick, but everyone has Survivor left, or the Eagles left in Survivor, so it'll probably be massively popular. But Cowboys are an uninspired Eagles against a third stringer are going to make its life painful. So I'll lay the 9.5. Can't trust the Cowboys. They're already giving up on McCarthy. They have all the weapons in the world, but nobody to use them with. So I'll lay the 9.5. Square.
Very square. The kid's a square. Like L7 weenie.
But it was like last year with the Jets when they weren't starting Darnold. They had all these garbage quarterbacks out there, and they were just getting trounced every week. So I think this is just a great opportunity to bet against, a nobody from JMU trying to start in the NFL. So I'll lay the 9.
9.5 with that Eagles offense.
Hey, Jalen Reagor will be back. No Miles Sanders, concerning.
Oh, that's like a huge Pepto spot. Wow.
That's a Pepto.
Clench your cheeks, plug your nose. Ooh. And then Monday Night Football. Antonio Brown is back. And the Bucks
are.
Not this one, but he's back. So is Dez Bryant, by the way. Dez Bryant, Ravens.
Yawn. He's like, get out there. The Giants, they have all these guys on the COVID list right now, so this is a wait and see if they'll even play this game. But it's Bucks or bust right now. That defense is going to make a guy like Daniel Jones, who likes to hold the ball way too long, look really bad in this one. So I'll be on the Bucks. I feel like I've taken way too many favorites. That's concerning. Way too many favorites this week. Way too many. Not good. Way too many favorites.
He's backtracking. Backtracking live on the podcast.
I don't know how you feel comfortable. But this is a Pepto special if you were to take the Giants because Daniel Jones just turns the ball over off a really bad loss. They've on extended rest, but, they just had all these guys go on the COVID list. So their offensive line, which is already awful. So Bucks or bust, probably won't touch it just because of all the news.
Yeah, that's kind of my vibe. Like this back-to-back weeks that – Pats are playing a team where the O-line is completely out for COVID. It's like, everyone's starting to get a little suspicious. They're like, maybe something's going on here. I'm with you, though. I think the Bucs is a smart play there. There's no way you can – I would rather sit on a cactus, I think, than have to sit on a couch and watch the Giants try and cover. Or the Jets, honestly. I can't watch New York football right now.
They're awful, both these teams. It's a shame. They're ruining Daniel Jones. Well, Daniel Jones needs to get the bread of football, but they're ruining Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. Jason Garrett should not be in the NFL coaching. He's washed. Get him out of the NFL. It's like Mike Nolan in Dallas. Get him out of the NFL. He should not be a D-corner. Why do you think your defense looks awful? Get out of these retread coaches. It's ridiculous.
I agree.
I don't know how they have these jobs.
You know, Jared always hated it too. Jared would be like, how the heck? There's so many coaches out there, but that's the problem. It's like the buddy-buddy thing where it's like, oh, yeah, he gave me a chance, so I'm going to give him a chance.
He's got nude photos of Mike McCarthy, so he's got to give him a job as D coordinator.
Yeah. Well, it's like, okay, watching Monday Night Football, what does Cordell Patterson have on Nagy to where he's putting him out there on fourth and one? What are you thinking? I don't know, Scott. Exactly. I don't get it.
I went to sleep angry on Monday night with the Bears, and I went against my own advice about not playing the Monday nighters because of delayed news, and I thought the Bears were in a good spot. I should have just played it down the fairway with the Bucs, and I didn't. And I shanked into the woods, and that's what I get.
Took out the three wood. I was going for the green and two. Yeah. OB drop.
Yeah. Pissed. Exactly.
Yeah, been there too many times. Well, awesome, Scott. Well, it was great to be back on the pod with you this week. Happy everything is, I guess, update. Do you have got a new computer in a car now?
So still no computer. Thanks for bearing with us last week. My car lit on fire driving home. I'll keep some of the details to myself for now because I'm hoping that this fine car maker will do the right thing and hook me up with a new ride, but we'll see what happens. If not, the videos will be posted on Twitter, and they're pretty wild. Still can't believe it happened. So, yeah, I'm carless, but I have a loaner, which is nice. Actually, I had a pretty nice loaner, so pretty cool. but no laptop, which is total bummer. All my football stuff is on there. Bye-bye. Fucking bullshit. But what are you going to do? So no laptop. Need to get that sorted. Car, work in progress. We'll see how insurance comes out. But sorry about last week. Not ideal. Missed you on the pod, Micah.
Yeah, no, I missed our chat, but we got the thanks for at least throwing some. Everyone, I'm sure, appreciated the email. I know I did. It was another good week, and we're hoping for another good one here.
Yeah, we're gonna stay hot. We're gonna keep this hot.
It's gonna be real hot.
It's hot in her, my friend.
Nice, I like it. Well, everyone, enjoy your Halloween.
Hold on. Before we go, what's your favorite Halloween costume?
Oh, man.
That you've dressed up as.
That I've dressed up as?
Yes.
Man. That's a tough one. I haven't done too many. Really, what Peyton and I have done recently is we both got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle onesies, and we rocked those in college for a while, so that was pretty fun. Probably my favorite one, though, was in middle school. My mom, we have like a costume bin up in her attic where it's just all old costumes just get thrown in there.
Nice.
And this had to be a clown costume from like the 80s. The one that like you could wear, like the clowns wear on movie sets where they're like murdering human beings everywhere.
Yeah.
Literally one of those. And my mom just did my makeup and I wore a little army helmet with my clown costume. So it's pretty fun. Just a nice, cheap, pretty homemade good. One. Yeah.
Very good.
What about you, Scott?
I was Tony Perkis from the classic Heavyweights a few years ago. That was in college. It's a great costume. Problem was is that it was only guys coming up saying, like, hey, that's a really good costume because they got the movie. Not a lot of females enjoyed it,
yeah.
But I thought it was pretty good. I tried tweeting at Ben Stiller about it, but he never got back to me.
Jerk!
Why did he not see it?
Yeah. Have you seen his new Halloween movie?
Which one's that?
On Netflix. I forget what it's called. It's something Halloween.
Hubie Halloween?
Yeah.
It's a Sandler movie. That's not Stiller.
Oh, did I say Stiller? My bad.
Ben Stiller was in it.
Yes.
He had a great cameo.
Did he? Okay.
Yes, I watched it.
Wow. Sorry. I got totally flipped around there on my brain.
I'm an Adam Sandler, you know, mush. I love him. I think he's great. Saw him live in concert. He was great.
Uh-huh.
Movie, you know, it was dumb.
But it's a Sandler movie.
I watched the whole thing. It was great.
I can't believe I got Stiller mixed up. Man. I don't know why I did that. Unreal. I'm mad at myself.
On Netflix have been good. The one with Jennifer Aniston where they're like overseas. Very good. I forget the premise of the movie, but very good. Not just Go With It.
Oh, okay.
Also I like Go With Sandler It. Classic. Yeah.
Blended. I like Blended. I like that one a lot.
Never saw Blended.
Really? That was a good one. Well, here we go. I think next time, Scott, we're going to end it with our top three
Sandler movies.
Although I feel like
outside of Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, they're DQ'd.
Yes.
Top three.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. Because I was going to say, I feel like you have to next week.
All right. My mind's already running.
Yeah. I got like seven in my head. I'm like, I love feet. What can I say? All righty, Scott. Well, for that, Junkies, thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our little segment right there. And we're going to bring more next week. And let us know what you're dressing up for as Halloween. We'd love to hear it.
Right. Happy Halloween.
Yes, happy Halloween. You're going to be watching college football. I'll tweet those out. I need a little more time to think about it because college has been giving me the business lately. So I need a little more time to pontificate. So we hope you have a wonderful weekend, Junkies, and we'll catch you next time.
Percocize me.
Suck the taint.